One More Turn. Episode 1004. Proposition.
It's good to see you again, Max.
Looking older, Maxville. More tired, too.
Kingston.
You would look older and more tired if you took on any responsibilities of your own.
Did your wife shave off a sliver of her anvil backbone just so you could have one?
That's enough.
That either one of you said that about me, knowing I'm standing right here, like I'm not even here, speaks volumes. Keep on like that, and you can keep talking to yourselves.
Nora, it's simple. Our parents aren't here, and Max knows which of us called the shots otherwise.
Called indeed, past tense. Exactly where at least one of you should be in my life.
Max?
Always playing the peacekeeper, Barry.
Always playing the peacemaker, Max.
I know when to recognize either, or both, in someone else. Just ask Carson.
From 7 seasons ago. Don't look so surprised. Just because you don't talk to us doesn't mean Nora doesn't.
I know she does, but she wants to keep you in Mora and Nax's lives. My look was more about your observing the passage of time, just like I do.
Just who do you think introduced you in the first place? It wasn't Mom or Dad.
I wasn't convinced the day would come when the three of you would be in the same place at the same time again.
I'm not convinced you think that's a good thing, despite what your wording just implied.
You may be a lousy brother, but you've proven yourself a decent uncle. So far.
You were the one who convinced Max we lived too far away to help you after the twins were born. I could have been so much more, and sooner.
You could have not listened to Max when he told you what you planned to wear to our wedding was acceptable, but you didn't.
In our defense, you didn't tell us otherwise.
In your, well, offense, you didn't care to ask me either.
What are you two doing in town? Mora and Nax are set to stay with each of you separately next month.
Like you just reminded us, you've always been the peacemaker. We figured we'd make it easier for you to do so if we both presented our cases to you up front.
So you two are gonna stack the deck in your favor by assuming Max will take Barry's side, who can then keep all your sides in line afterwards? It's just like Max reminded us all here.
Enough of this. This doesn't concern you. Leave already.
A brother-in-law is a tiebreaker. You can become an uncle in name only.
You don't get to make that decision unilaterally.
You don't get to talk to me that way and expect it to go unchallenged.
I can't keep peace that hasn't been made, Max.
Barry, Kingston, I will keep listening to what you have to say. For the sake of my children getting to know their uncles, if they prove they're worth getting to know...
Meaning?
If I like what you have to say, I'll keep listening. If I don't, I won't. Either way, Nora will know because I will tell her all about it afterwards.
They're your brothers, so okay then. Are you sure you weren't switched at birth?
Nora?
That wasn't exactly an answer.
Ditch Carson. Do you forget who Carson is? Do you forget the definition of ditch? Both?
I'm all for brevity.
Since when?
But you shouldn't leave out context.
You want me to fire Carson for managing my game channel and we do it ourselves?
Yes.
Got that all from two words?
Shorthand gleamed from a childhood of two older, self-centered, dominating brothers.
In that case, keep Carson.
You want him to manage the two of us on a combined gaming channel?
Yes. You understand us as well as you implied.
Well?
Water.
Was that word association?
If you have to ask, of course that was. Max has long done that with us.
I choose the fifth option.
We only presented you with two options.
No. My choices aren't the only ones you two can come up with. They never are. Or were.
Move on, Max. We haven't been children for almost 2 decades now.
Which one of us attended a college out of town? Out of province? Married? Had kids?
With any luck, I have a number of kids I don't even know about, let alone pay for.
I'm just going to ignore that.
So, speaking of choices,
what other three options are you even referring to?
I agree to team up with both of you, and Carson stays.
No way.
I agree to team up with both of you, and Carson goes.
Hard pass.
I continue what I have been doing with my gaming channel, Carson included. Later.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Barry, voiced by Timothy 001 Rules. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
You can shove your indignation where the sun doesn't shine, because that message wasn't meant for you either.
Neither of us can unsee this message, unlearn its truth.
Which is what exactly?
If you seek the truth as those in your profession claim to.
I'm not the one who has made that claim today.